Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 188 for January 4th, 2008. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And I thought we'd step it up a little bit here for the new year and get a little dance music going. The song you're listening to is Mamma Mia, Let's Dance by Dance Beat from Tima Digital Media. Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the show, and I want to thank you for coming on board and listening. And if you're a subscriber, I want to thank you for subscribing. Thank you very much. And if you're interested in subscribing, you can go over to iTunes, type in the search area within the podcast section, type in Home Travel Agent, and up will come the show, and you can hit the subscribe button, and you will get the Home Base Travel Agent Show in your iTunes every time one is produced, which is a weekly show. We produce weekly here, and we've been doing that for the last several years, since 2005. Since February 26, 2005, we've been producing this show. And you can find more about the show at the website at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And if you want to drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And for those of you that are listening for the very first time, you know, maybe you've just gotten an iPhone for Christmas or maybe a Zune. Well, if you're listening for the very first time, this show is all about the travel business. We talk about destinations, suppliers, cruise lines, airlines, just about anything related to travel, but in particular related to how you can build your travel business if you're in the travel business. Or if you're interested in becoming a travel agent, this is a good place to be. So stand by, listen to the show. We typically have a co-hosted segment of the show every week with Laureen Romero, and we do this week have a co-hosted segment coming up. And if you want to get the newsletter in your email box, all you have to do is go to the website, hometravelagent.net, enter your email address over on the right-hand side of the page and hit the subscribe button, and every week you'll get a copy of the Home Base Travel Agent show notes. And within the show notes are the links that we talk about during the course of the show, and links back to any news items that we may discuss during the show as well. So we will get on with the co-hosted segment of the show today, and here we go. Here's Laureen Romero and me doing the co-hosted segment. This is the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and with me here once again is Laureen Romero, and we're recording the first show of 2009. And our typical recording night is Friday evening here in the Eastern time zone, and we typically record at 3 o'clock in the Pacific time zone, but we switch that around a little bit, and whatever works to accommodate our schedule. But that's our weekly meetup, and we're here to talk about the travel business. And how are you doing, Laureen?
Hey, Barry. I'm doing well. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. I know we were all excited about getting over the hump of the holidays, and we're here. And seems like we're, at least on our end, I'm not sure. I mean, last week was a little chilly. We talked about that, and it was snowing. I saw some of your pictures on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it's supposed to be sunny and actually cool for us the next week. It's supposed to be somewhere around 57, which I'm sure for you, if I'm saying it's cold and it's 57, you're snickering at yourself because you guys have snow out there.
Oh, yeah. 57 would be wonderful here. I'd probably go out in shorts. I'm sure I would. We have about 20 degrees here right now.
Wow. I will be gone from the show next week. I will be heading down to San Francisco for the 25th annual Mac Computer Expo at Moscone Center. And I have dinner Sunday night. That's probably the night that this is uploaded to the server. I get together with a whole bunch of other user group leaders from around the country, and last night I sent them a 7-day forecast about the weather, which is why I know it's supposed to be sunny and about 57 all week, and I did put a note in there for them to don't even bother laughing at me, because these people are coming from Minnesota, New York, they're coming from Chicago, Denver. And for them, 57 is summer weather, so they're probably unpacking some of their heavy clothes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I'm looking forward to the expo. It could very well be the last one. No one knows for sure now that Steve Jobs has announced that he is not going to be doing the keynote speech this year, which kind of came as a shock everybody, and that Apple will no longer be participating in the expo after this year, which, you know, it's the sign of the times, which is difficult in just technology. Adobe pulled out in early December, and they had a 600 employee layoff. Wacom pulled out, the draw pad company, they pulled out. Belkin pulled out of Macworld. It really is just a sign of the times, which is really difficult. And it's something that all of us as travel agents are doing. I one of my coworkers at Nexion's like, oh, I'm having the best year I've ever had. I'm like, oh, that's special.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm struggling, as I'm sure you are, Barry. But I'm coming into the new year with a new attitude, and I'm looking forward to the new year and all the opportunities that look forward in it. But the point I wanted to bring up in today's show is how to kind of wipe the slate clean for the new year. I don't know how you do your filing system, Barry. I'll give you a second to talk about it, but I just want to point out that today is January 2nd. And what I'm finding that I need to do is remember to remove my calendars. Remember to move things so that I can have an 09 and not accidentally put it in 08. In my car, for example, I carry, it's a little calendar. It was $4. I bought it at Walmart, and it has days of the week, and I keep my mileage in it. That way, mostly because it's handy. So I started yesterday with a brand new odometer number on it, and today I have a medical appointment, and my it's a chiropractor appointment, and my accountant wants me to write that down. So I need to remember to put down the mileage, and then how many miles it takes to get there and to come back. I also will be transferring that information over later into my iPhone, because there's apps that are out there that are available for people to do that sort of thing, trip miles, to be able to keep them and send them and print them out to be able to give to your accountant. So what I'm doing is setting up a brand new one for 2009.
Well,
I also tend to keep a box full of receipts for my accountant, and I put them in a folder, and I'm a little anal around that thing. She just laughs at me. I have all my receipts. Again, yesterday I started to throw the gas card receipt into the box. Oh, got to get another box for the new year. So it's about getting things ready for the whole new year, starting again. And I'm actually really excited about it. What kind of things do you do, Barry, to bring in the new year?
Well, I was going to say that as you were talking there, a light went off, kind of, because, gosh, you know, maybe I should do that calendar thing in the car, and not so much for business purposes, however, it would work well for that. But, you know, now we're doing some traveling for medical reasons, as you know, and listeners probably don't know, but Gail is working her way through a battle with breast cancer. And this has been going on for about 6 weeks, and she just finished her second surgery today, but and doing well. But to keep the mileage record for that, starting right now, because New Year, obviously, it's a good thing to do. So I appreciate the thought on that, Lorraine. That was a good tip for me.
Oh, good. Good. And I know that the listeners hearing this are sending their support to you and good thoughts, because it is difficult. And you have given so much to the show. There's a friend of mine who is not a travel agent. This is not what he does. He does videos, and he is a geek. And he got curious, and he doesn't even travel. He's got a kid, you know? Their version of traveling is going camping at the local park.
Oh, yeah.
And as you know, Barry, he emailed you because he just listened to a whole marathon of shows, and he just thinks you're wonderful, as I do. And it just really gives credence to how much work you really put into the show for the last 3 years. And, you know, I know it sounds really gushy, but I want to thank you for all the work that you have done to make the show such a success.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate that. And I do appreciate John's comments in the email. As you know, I typically read email on the show, but just that wasn't one that I didn't want to kind of overdo the over compliment thing, so I didn't read it. But I do appreciate his wonderful compliments.
And his message, I didn't even know he sent it to you. That was the irony. I see this man on a regular basis. Not only am I fortunate enough to be friends with John, but he is also on our back user group board of directors, so we work together very closely, and small world syndrome that it is, he lives in the same town I do, so we see each other a lot. I had no clue he was listening to them, and the only reason I knew is because you replied to his message, and yes, it was very complimentary. In fact, you even took some of his feedback and incorporated the show again immediately, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. He wondered why I stopped playing the entire song that I use in the show at the end of the show. I usually, or used to, play the whole song at the end of the show so people could hear the whole thing. And I just stopped doing that, thinking the shows were too long. And in his email, he mentioned that he missed that and wished that I would do it again. And so I've been doing that. Now, you know, I don't want to get too far afield here, but, you know, I think this is important to our listeners. It's a lesson, and I know a lot of our listeners are stay-at-home moms working the travel business and doing what they can do to bring in some extra income. And because a lot of our listeners are mothers and are women, you know, Gail found her breast cancer during a routine mammogram, which she gets every year. And I think everyone knows that she's a nurse, and she religiously does that. So this whole thing just came up in the course of 12 months. And I just want to stress that it's very important to get those exams and get them on a regular basis. So if you haven't done that, please do. We want to keep you here listening.
Absolutely, and I think it's very important that you as a man are touched by it and can share that, because under normal circumstances, it wouldn't affect you, and now it has, because it's in your home. And I really wish you and Gail a lot of luck. And as you know, and our listeners probably have figured this out by now, but Barry and I have become friends over the last several years, and I made sure to call not too long after surgery on Tuesday, because I care about them. And so if you know, you're listening, and it's been a while. Mammograms are not fun. Trust me, they hurt. Let me speak from personal experience.
Yeah.
Please make sure to get it done. It's very important. And like you said, we have a large audience of women, and that's also an important reminder. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. I'm happy to do that, and glad to do it, actually. And that's another good way to start out the new year. So if you haven't scheduled one, get it done. So anyhow, back to the question, my filing system. You know, a lot of my receipts, actually, trying to think of any exceptions. No exceptions. All of my receipts I keep in an accordion folder that has the month labels on top. And I just throw the receipts into that accordion folder, and I figure, you know, I go through all the receipts at tax time, And I always think, you know, I could organize them better, but it would take me more time to organize them than it would if I ever needed to find a receipt, you know, just to go look in the month that I would think it's in. So it's a simple system, and it's been pretty effective for me for several years.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because I'm, as you're mentioning that, going, oh, I just throw them in a box, and then I take them all and put them in an envelope that says post office and mailing or gas, and you know that the whole monthly thing may be actually be better. My accountant always cracks up because, you know, I have all the credit card bills month by month by month, and then I have the annual report, and she's like, you know, you have the annual report, you don't really have to save your statement. Oh. But, you know, my attitude is twice as much is better for the tax man. So, but anyway, I would love to hear what other people are doing to be able to start in the new year and how to start fresh. I really like the idea that Apple's apps are really, there's a whole area called finances and there's productivity. And even though the iPhone has only been out with apps on it now, as opposed to the last version that people would have to jailbreak. But now that people can actually make apps for the iPhone, I would love to hear what people are using. And this is such a great tool. I know lots of travel agents communicate back and forth with one another via their iPhone, and management uses it as a good communication to go back and forth. And I use the little apps. They really work for me. There's one called Evernote, and you would cut and paste things off of PDF. You could take a picture of things, and they'll do research. Like if you want a book, you know, there's a certain travel book, you could take a picture of it, and it will send it up to the server and do some research on it. It's really weird. Have you used Evernote yet?
Yeah, I've been using it for a couple of years now, actually.
Yeah, I was like, you know, in case I'm a little kid finding out all this stuff, and you can take it as something like, well, yeah, I've been using it for years. But have we ever talked about that one? No.
I think we might have at one point. I may have mentioned it, more than a year ago, probably. And actually, Evernote has gotten better because it's web-based now. When I talked about it before, it was a standalone program you kept on your PC or on a USB drive, but now it's web-based, and you can sync it to a USB key and take it wherever you want and access it from any other computer in the world and always have your notes available. I use it all the time. I cut things and paste them into Evernote, and it has a good search function so that I can go back and find things. It's like having a memory on steroids. It's a great program.
Are you using it on your iPhone?
Yes, I am.
For that. Because you had said about, you know, a thumb drive, and I was like, well, aren't you using it on your phone?
Uh-huh. Yep, I am.
And it plays both on the Mac and the PC, and I know that the SanDisk is one of the ones that it comes with. And what a great idea. You know, it literally syncs. So whatever information you may put into, I put a packing list for Macworld that I totally stole from this friend of mine. She sent me a PDF because that's how she transferred it. And just whoop, cut and paste all the information off the PDF. I had it on my desktop. I had just installed Evernote onto it. And I said, you know, new note. I pasted it in. And within like 3 minutes, it was on my iPhone. This is slick.
Yeah, you know what else is slick about it? It's free.
Yeah. They do have a program that they're coming up with. It's $5 a month or $45 for a year. And I can't remember what it is. I mean, it was enough of an incentive that I'm considering investing in that. But I haven't looked further into it. If you do look into it, Barry, could you let us know about it? Because it's unusual for a program to be free, and then it is free. You don't need to do the premium plan. I was just kind of curious if the premium plan is worth it.
Yeah, I don't know too much about the premium plan, and that's Evernote should market that better, I guess. I did read an email from them today talking about their goals for improvements in 2009, And it looks like they're going to make some pretty good changes to Evernote, and likely those changes will be a part of the premium plan, and I'll probably, you know, purchase the $45 plan. I know with the free plan, they limit you to a certain amount of storage space each month, and mm-hmm. I've never come close to that, but yeah, that's a great program.
Yeah. Well, and while I'm at Macworld, that's one of the things I'm planning on and looking into, and also how to have a backup battery for my phone. Which, let me tell you, if anybody is at Macworld selling backup batteries for iPhones there, you know they've cornered the market, because all those geeks are going to be talking on their iPhones and killing their batteries and desperate to need one right then.
Yeah, I saw a few of those portable batteries, one attached to iPhones, as people were wandering around the New Media Expo in Las Vegas this last fall. And I was curious about those as well.
Yeah. Well, I saw one, which I'll send you a link to, and we've way gotten off course, because now the people are going, I don't have an iPhone, I don't care. But I will send you a link if you want to take a look at it. There's one by Richard Solo that looks really interesting.
Okay.
But that's all I have. I just want to kind of remind people that it's a new year, and looking forward to some changes that are happening later this month. I can't stand it. And, you know, just how to start the year clean, how to start getting your records up to date. I know I applied for my CLIA card renewal on December 30th because, you know, I had to make some financial decisions. Like, I had to pay my car insurance, but I could put off renewing my CLIA card until almost the very end, which is what I did. But I did renew it, because you do need to renew it by the first of the year, and they were happy to take my $49 from my card, so we're good.
Good to go.
Yeah.
Good to go on another cruise.
If people want to reach you, what email address is good for you?
Oh, they can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My email is L-O-R. No, it's not. That would be my other one.
You do that too now.
sharptongue@mac.com. And it's sharptongued@mac.com.
Very good. Well, thank you, Laureen, and have a great time at the Macworld.
Sounds good. And I will not be on the show next week, but we do have one show that's in the can in case I'm absent. And I believe you said you were going to play that one.
Yeah, this is the one where a travel agent turns the tables on us and interviews us, asks us the questions. So that's fun. Mm-hmm. And it was fun doing the show, too, by the way. And
it was a lot of fun.
And the guest host is quite a lady, quite talented, and she's been on the show before, so that may give you a clue who that is.
All right, well, Happy New Year again, and please give my best to Gail.
All right, Happy New Year to you and to Gail, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you, Laureen. And we do have a few news items today. Kind of an interesting day for news, in that there's a lot of predictions about the travel business out there. And one of the predictions here comes from the China Post. And what the China Post is that the financial crisis is going to cut the cost of air travel. And one of the interesting parts of this article, and it'll be linked up in the show notes, but one of the interesting pieces of this article is that it talks about how many airlines are going to consolidate to save expenses through the economy of scale. And one of the large airlines that are about to do this are Lufthansa airline is going to take over the Austrian Airlines, AUA, and the low-cost airline Ryanair from Ireland is making a $748 million euro cash offer to buer their rival Aer Lingus. And British Airways is exploring a potential merger with Australian rival Qantas. And they're also talking with Spanish airline Iberia and also with American Airlines. So kind of interesting. I think this year you're going to see a lot of mergers, a lot of teaming up between the airlines. And hopefully that's going to translate into better service and better airfares. Okay, anyone out there using Joystar as their host agency? Well, if you are, this is going to be maybe unfortunate information for you. I don't know. We'll have to see how this turns out. But in the Travel Agent Central website, they are reporting that several travel agents have filed an involuntary petition for Chapter 7 bankruptcy against TravelStar, or Joystar. And the reason they're doing this is because Joystar has not paid commissions due to them, and those commissions are a significant amount. Now, this petition was filed on December 31st, 2008, in the Southern District of Florida in the United States Bankruptcy Court. And if you're interested in looking it up, the case number is 08-30191-RBR, Robert Boy Robert. So Joystar has about 20 days after the receipt of the petition to respond, and we'll be interested to see how this turns out. The instigator of the lawsuit is looking for donations to help with the legal expenses of the involuntary bankruptcy petition. So if you want to help out, go over to Travel Agent Central, and I'll have a link to this article in the show notes, and you can read it firsthand there. And an article in USA Today, Travel Destinations, the headline is, Travelers Will Be Getting Lots of Deals in 2009, and this is by Kitty Bean Yancey at the USA Today, and a link will be in the show notes. And what Kitty Bean Yancey says is that Las Vegas is going to be a big draw for travelers, people traveling within the U.S., Las Vegas is the number one destination. And this destination is followed by Orlando. Surprisingly enough here, now Chicago has moved up into the number 10 spot for a tourist kind of town, as Kitty Bean Yancey calls it. And the reason is, well, Chicago is a really neat town, and it has a lot to offer the tourist. But now, as she speculates, people are interested in Chicago because of the incoming President-elect Obama. Mexico is also offered up as one of the top destinations because of the value that people can receive from their vacation dollar by booking a trip down to Mexico. Interesting article. You may want to take a look at it. A link will be in the show notes from the USA Today Travel Destination section. Now, here's an article from the Real Estate Channel. Unusually enough, the Real Estate Channel has an article on travel, and it's a really good article. It points out some trends and thoughts that can help you in your planning your travel business this year. Now, this article says that the travel intentions of Americans remain robust because 71% of active travel households are planning at least one overnight trip during the next 6 months. Now, this is the same as 1 year ago today. So there's plenty of demand in the marketplace for those who are aggressive and clever enough to capture it. Now, the author of the article, Peter Jezewicz, goes on to say that value is king, and travel shoppers are going to be looking for value. They're not necessarily going to be looking for least expensive, but they want the most bang for their dollar. So as a travel agent, you know, we're well positioned to give people value for their travel dollar. Another point he makes is vacation and business trips are going to get shorter. People are going to cut down on the number of their overnight stays in an effort to cut the costs of their vacations, but they're still going to travel, as indicated in the other value is king highlight here I just talked about. He predicts that consumers will use the internet differently. The first 10 years of internet usage were really primed by people's fascination with the tremendous access to content. Over the last 2 years, the percentage of people who are booking online have remained relatively the same, and that a full one-third of people out there book their trips through travel agents. Now, that's a significant number. He also says that people are going to go to search engines such as Kayak and Faircast, and they can pull up prices and compare prices based on competitive products. Another interesting point he makes here is that, you know, almost everyone owns a cell phone, but only 15% of those cell phones are internet enabled. Now, with the next generation, the younger generation coming up, the prediction is that the cell phone with access to the internet is going to become increasingly used to look at and purchase travel. Now, what this means to the travel agent, at least in my opinion, is that you need to start using more social networking sites, and these were where people are. These are where the mobile phones are, and places like Facebook and Twitter will give you a leg up in terms of marketing your business to these people that are moving into the mobile phone internet access space. Now, the next point he goes on to make is that all vacations aren't created equal. In a national survey of about 4,000 adults, and this survey was conducted by Walt Disney Parks and Resorts earlier this year, vacations are increasingly being used as a way to recognize certain life events, such as school graduations, anniversaries, retirements, birthdays, holidays, whatever. But you may want to take advantage of this trend and make sure that you're getting your information out to your clients and recognizing those special events that your clients have and, you know, attempt to make a sale. Try to make one of these event vacations happen for your clients. Now, the next prediction is that travel agent usage will continue to rise. You know, contrary to what everybody says, travel agents are not down and out. On the contrary, fully 3 out of 10 American travelers use travel agents on a regular basis. And this percentage is growing, and the reason it is, travelers place a higher value on their own time, and they want to use travel agents to eliminate the time that they spend searching through a myriad of options that they find on the web. A travel agent can do the same thing and save the consumer time. Now, that's an advertising point for your business. They also see travel agents as being in the know and a potential source of good, unadvertised deals. Now, this type of value is of great interest when value is king, as I mentioned before. And there are two more points on here that I won't go into that I'll leave for you to go and link up to the article in the show notes, and you can check it out. Now, from the Los Angeles Times travel section, Jane Engel writes an article, and she's a travel writer, and she writes an article saying, you know, sometimes she uses a travel agent because savvy advice and careful research save her time and money. And she recognizes that, like any professional, travel agent's going to charge fees. She uses the example that you wouldn't walk into a lawyer's office and expect them to give you free advice. And no, you wouldn't. So using a travel agent should bring a certain value to you. Actually, it should bring a great value to you, to clients that they're willing to pay for. Jane goes on to say that she books almost all of her airline and hotel tickets online. But when she wants to take a vacation package, or a foreign trip, she works through a travel agent. And rightfully so. Travel agents know the value that they can obtain for their clients, and they use that knowledge to get the clients the best deal, the best bang for their buck. So again, the link to this article is in the show notes if you want to check out the entire article. Pretty interesting. And this is from the travel section of the Los Angeles Times, and it's from December 28th, 2008. Check out the link. Well, that's the news. And with that, I want to move on to the end of the show and wish everybody a great new year. Happy New Year. And I hope this year brings you plenty of business, health, and I hope you travel too and enjoy time away with your family and enjoy a vacation here and there. Okay, everybody. See you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.